Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. The day after the Packers lay an egg down in Jacksonville, taking on the New Orleans Saints for the week one season opener of 2021. Packers don't show up. Don't get off the bus. Lay that at the feet of Matt LaFleur. But there was plenty of blame to go around, as I've already seen in the comment section and on Twitter. Man, Packers fandom not in a good spot this morning, and I can't blame them. I get it. It was frustrating. It's one thing to lose a football game. It is another thing entirely to not compete, to not show up after an offseason where we were told, oh, they've been planning for the Saints for weeks. That was the plan after weeks of preparation? Yeah, I get it, man. I get the frustration. So let it out. Let's do it. Let's bury the football, as it were. We'll do it together. We'll get it out of our system and we'll move on to week two, because God knows that's some painful shit to watch that they put on tape yesterday. Goof starts us off with a super chat saying, yesterday felt like a preseason game for the starters. Goof, thanks for the super chat. And yeah, it very much did. It 100% looked like a group that hadn't played together, wasn't feeling it, wasn't in sync, wasn't in rhythm, and had no plan, as if they were holding back, quote, the good stuff for later. It was a mystifying attack from Aaron Rodgers and company, including one Mr. Aaron Rodgers, who looked like a guy who had checked out all offseason and was just dipping his toe back in the water. Kelvin, thanks for the super chat. You win or lose, but you always learn. Go Pack, go. That's a very healthy attitude, and that is correct. They will have to learn from this. Obviously, Twitter, the internet, a place for sweeping generalizations. We'll get a lot of that over the course of the next 24 hours. It's never as bad, never as good, but it felt pretty bad, and it looks pretty bad going back and looking at the tape. But you are correct. You got to learn from it, and hopefully the Packers do. What else we got? Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Update, so hungover and still angry. Mike Greenberg's headline this morning was, Aaron Rodgers benched. I hate ESPN. Bad week to be a Lions fan. One would hope, but hey, there's no guarantee they beat the Lions. You think it's bad now. You just wait until they don't show up against the Lions on Monday Night Football for their home opener. Then you're going to see some meltdowns. And that is a possibility. One game at a time, and the next game is the most important one, without question. I feel like I was watching the Randy Wright era. Rich, not far off. I'll tell you what, Randy Wright could actually move the ball a little bit. Threw a few touchdown passes back in his day. Not the bullshit we saw down in Jacksonville yesterday, I'll tell you that. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Buy yourself a donut or something. Props to handling the Trufant 30-point tweet thing well, by the way. Hey, man, this is the thing. You put a tweet like that out there, you got to live with it if it comes back to bite you, and that one certainly did. So, hey, shout out to all the Saints fans. You absolutely deserve to roast me, and you certainly have been, including the social team for the Saints. Well done retweeting it. That's the game, right? As Omar said, the game is the game. And if I'm going to put that tweet out there, I 1,000,000,000% deserve to be clapped back on if it goes south, and it most certainly did. So kudos to Saints fans. This is your day in the sun. What else we got? What else we got? Kyle, thank you for the super chat. I don't want to work. I want to bang my head until I can't remember this game all day. I think those are the right lyrics. Kyle, I believe there is a Addendum remix version. Yes, I think you have you've definitely got it there. Ben, thank you for the super chat. Showed up thinking they'll walk it and deservedly got their asses kicked. Hopefully this is a wake-up call. On to the next one, one game at a time. Ben, that's what was so disheartening, is that it was very clear that they thought they could just show up. No question about it. I think the only guy who showed even a modicum of want to or desire or hype was Jair Alexander. He's the one guy out there who brought some juice. Nobody on offense, certainly. Most people on defense were kind of just milling about, especially when it came to trying to affect the football game. I mean, and I understand there's going to be a lot of examining the personnel and things of that nature this week, deservedly so, because no one played very well yesterday, obviously. But man, Joe Barry did not come out six guns blazing, and he certainly called into question the hire right away with just a mystifying game plan yesterday. I have no idea what he was trying to accomplish. There was no sense of everything we heard Matt LaFleur talk about in regards to what he was looking for from his defense. all last year, we heard from Matt LaFleur about how he wanted his secondary to be aggressive, to challenge wide receivers at the line of scrimmage. Yet, in yesterday's game against the Saints, we saw repeatedly, over and over and over again, a defensive secondary playing very soft, way off their marks, sometimes man, sometimes zone, but regardless, never, ever challenging wide receivers. I mean, on the very rare occasion, I saw Chandon Sullivan up there a couple times, Jair once or twice, but for the most part, it was like Mike Pettine never left. And it was even worse because there was absolutely no adjustment. At least with Pettine, you would get a bit of a different kind of call every once in a while to try and mix things up. And I saw Joe did call a pressure earlier in the game. I think it was on the second drive. He got beat. And then after that, he was like, nope, call off the dogs. Don't want to get beat. And then that was it. And then the route was on because Peyton was just like, all right, you're just going to keep giving me 5 yards at a crack. I'll take it. Sean Payton's way too good, way too talented as a play designer and play caller for you to play this, what essentially looked like preseason defense. You've got to dictate on defense, especially if the team is walking up and down the field with paper cuts, 3 yards here, 5 yards there, 2 yards there, 8 yards there. Oh, all before you know it, they're in the red zone. And that's at least 3 points, if not seven, waiting to happen. So disheartening all around. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Yesterday gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling. Well, so you're the one. Was that you peeing down your leg? No, that was the Packers peeing down their legs. Got it. Understood. Robin, hope you're feeling better, buddy. On to Detroit. Can't go 13-4 without losing four. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for the super chat, bud. CG, thank you for the super chat. Somewhere in Dallas, a Yinzer smiled softly and had another drink. Probably true. Defense completely gassed by halftime. Yeah, well, that will happen when you're on the field and can't get off of it on third or fourth down. For those of you who were along for the watch party yesterday, that third and 13 where they ran it to get into fourth and seven by design, knowing they were going to call that tight end screen that I called out, by the way, prior to the play. Sean Payton absolutely ate Joe Barry's lunch yesterday. It was embarrassing. So, yeah, they were totally gassed by halftime. No doubt about it. Big Mo, thanks for the super chat. I need new bodies on D. Give me some Slayton and Stokes. I'm so sick of Sully, King, Lancaster, and Lowry. Where's the aggression on this damn D? Mercy. Again, as I said earlier, I get the personnel misgivings, and a lot of that will come to fruition throughout the season. They will undoubtedly begin to rise and fall, as the tape suggests. But I get being sick of, quote-unquote, Lancaster and Lowry. But it's hard for me to put much of yesterday's game on them. I mean, what was happening was the guys were getting pinned to the outside. They weren't being gashed up the middle for the most part by Kamara. Kamara only had 83 yards, for God's sakes. But what kept happening is quick passes. And that's the defensive line can only do so much when the quarterback is allowed to operate from shotgun spread, get the ball in my hand, get the ball out of my hand in less than 3 seconds. What is your defensive line supposed to do? That's not on Dean Lowry. That's not on Tyler Lancaster. That's on Joe Barry and the design of his defense, allowing that to happen again and 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 again without ever adjusting. Now, the King Stokes thing, there you got a little bit more ground to stand on. Because goodness knows, Kevin King looked like a guy who missed the entirety of camp and then had reverted to all the bad habits that he put on tape last year. No question about that. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. 2012 49ers, 2014 Seahawks, 2015 Cardinals, 2016 Falcons, 2019 49ers, 2020 Bucks, 2021 Saints. I don't like this trend. I mean, are those all games they lost in the opener? Or is that the, I see, guys that they lost to in the playoffs? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's one game. It's not really, I wouldn't call that a trend. One of those losses don't really have much to do with each other. CR, thanks for the super chat. So when do the Brewers playoffs start? They're coming. They're coming, baby. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. So far, the Barry defense looks a lot like the Pettine defense with more clapping. Looks like the Pettine defense with more, not only more, about the same level of confusion pre-snap. and unpreparedness coming out of the huddle. How many times did the Saints push tempo and get up to the line of scrimmage and you saw the defense kind of running around and guys pointing and who's got what and where are we going? I thought the whole point of moving on from Pettine was to simplify and streamline and make things a little, you know, more, give the defensive side of the ball a little bit more urgency and fluidity. And the communication from the sideline was going to be better and this wasn't going to happen. Yet yesterday, it happened repeatedly. So, yeah. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Way this offseason played out will lead to questions, and rightly so. Critique is needed, and the organization needs a long, hard look. Run the fucking ball. Sean, that's what blows my mind. This is a defense in the Saints that was missing a number of their frontline talent along their defensive interior. It was a no-brainer to attack the A-gap, to run the fucking ball, to pound the rock, as they might say. Yet how many times do we see them go come out in five wide shotgun spread? What? That was your plan? And then, of course, Dennis Allen, he ain't afraid to challenge those wide receivers, play two deep safeties because you're not running the ball. This, I mean, it was like a carbon copy of the NFC Championship game, except there was no rebound part. It just kept being like bullshit. Run the ball. Aaron Rodgers didn't win an MVP last year because he made it all happen. He won an MVP because he played within the confines of the offense, an offense that is predicated on the run game and making plays all look similar so that he can get delineated clean looks and guys are open. That's the whole crux. That's the whole thing. That's the whole point. He's an aging quarterback. He's not 2016 Aaron Rodgers yet anymore. He's not Aaron Rodgers from 2011. It's 2021. He's an old man in the parlance of the NFL. Tom Brady is successful at the age of 432 because they run the fucking ball. Run the ball. I don't know how many times I got to fucking say it. Drives me insane. Run the ball. I don't care if you're getting 2 yards. I don't care if you're getting 3 yards. Did you watch AJ Dillon in the snow last year? 2 yards, 3 yards. 2 yards. Fast forward later in the game. 8 yards, 9 yards, 10 yards. Pound the rock. I'm so sick of Matt and Aaron thinking they can just spread it out, throw it all over the yard. That is not your offense, bro. I hate to tell you, you ain't that guy. You're not that guy, bro. Welcome to life. Welcome to 2021. You're not that guy. You are not that team. You are not that offense. Five wide, that ain't you. Once or twice as a wrinkle, totally get it. As apparently your base game plan, what the fuck are you doing? Jeff, thanks for the super chat. So far, the Barry defense looks a lot like the Pettine defense. Got that one already. Got that one, Sean. Thank you. What else we got? Jeezy boy, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers doesn't throw that pick to start the second half, we win that game, in my personal, probably wrong opinion. Not so sure I agree with your police work there, Norm. But yeah, well, that's possible. Aaron said, turning point of the game. You go from 17-3 to 17-10, whole new ball game, right? Can't take away points there. That's just a horrible play by Rodgers, and he knows it. He said it after the game. Yeah, no question about it. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Got to chime in here. Welcome to the 70s, folks. Those that lived through the 70s and 80s have seen way worse. Tell them, Nags. Have we, though? I mean, worse than yesterday? I don't know, man. David Whitehurst was hard to watch, but they could move the ball a little bit. I don't know, man. I mean, it's on par with the worst. I'll tell you that. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. If the Packers' defensive ends outside of top 15 or 20, do you think Barry even gets a second season? If the Packers' defensive, I guess, defense ends, gotcha. Man, punctuation and spelling. Ends outside the top 15 or 20, do you think Barry even gets a second season? Possibly. It depends on how they're playing towards the end of the year, most likely. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. King is really not built to play soft coverage.
I know, right? How many times does Matt have to say it before he gets up in somebody's grill?
Blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. Amar, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Bad morning, bro. I was so depressed that I went to bed at 9 p.m. listening to your vent session, seeing 2018 NFC Championship Rodgers return broke me. No running and hesitation by Rodgers killed me. I mean, all I can say is Same. Jordan, thanks for the super chat. Did anyone let the offense and defense know this wasn't the fourth preseason game? Low energy on both sides of the ball. Blows my mind. That was what they came out with. Didn't get off the bus. Didn't show up. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. You concerned about Love's arm strength? Those lollipops yesterday in preseason look sort of like Christian Ponder, Depeche Mode fund. No. No, he's got arm enough. He's just got to learn when to stick his foot in the ground and use his base to get power in his throws. He's lollipopping that because you notice the guys were fucking wide open for the most part, and they were completed passes, you know. But yeah, there are going to be times when he's got to use his base, get power on those throws, and give it a little bit more. But yeah, no, I'm not too concerned about any of that at this point. Amar, thanks again for the super chat. And Joe Barry, I'll give him more time. We expected this. The defense being on the field for the majority of the game is suboptimal, but still, wow. Kevin, what the fuck? At least the punter was decent. At least the punter is decent. That was my alternative title for this chat. Smooterino, another road blowout L for coach. I sense a trend. I mean, they don't happen at home, thankfully. And, you know, to your point, Rodgers did say it reminded him of the Chargers game a couple years ago. Did feel eerily similar. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Who's the bigger tight end draft bust, DeGuara or Sternberger? Can we let them play? I mean, DeGuara got hurt. Why is he a bust? Wait, what? I don't understand. And Sternberger just has to get on the fucking field. Like, yes, it's upsetting that he has a two-game suspension, but can we at least let him play? In year three of his career? Year three, not 13, three. You guys are so quick to want to label busts. DeGuara got hurt. That doesn't make him a bust. Did Slayton play? Yes, Bubbatron, about 16 snaps. Kamara was still able to do what he wanted. Well, that's what happens when things are cleanly blocked, but yes. But Kamara got 83 yards. Jameis Winston threw for 5 touchdown passes. You know, it's like 83 yards wasn't the backbreaker. The paper cuts on offense all around from the Saints. That's what killed them. Go Pack Go, thanks for the super chat. All those teams who got blown out in the regular season and followed up with a loss to them in the playoffs. Got you. Followed up with a loss to them in the playoffs. Got you. But the thing you were talking about, you went way back to like Mike McCarthy days. So, and Ted Thompson days. So I'm not quite sure what that has to do with Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. Respect LaFleur and know he'll bounce back, but not attacking early with Dylan mystifies me. Thank you. Couldn't agree more. Against that team, against that defense, blows my mind. I think perhaps they got caught thinking, oh, they've only got one decent corner. We can spread it out and take advantage. But, you know, Dennis Allen's smart. He knows I'm going to play press man too high, dare you to run it because he knows the Packers won't. Seemed pretty simple to me. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. We paid $48 million for a running back to pass. What the hell? Yeah, I hear you there. Brian, thanks for the super chat. All I kept thinking was the defense, defensive coaches, etc., saying we'll go up against the best offense every day in practice, so we're ready. Yes. Maybe that best offense looked so good because it was going up against Joe Barry's defense. Justin, thanks for the super chat. The problem I have with Aaron Rodgers is that he too often mails it in when the going gets tough. We see it every time we get off to a rough start. I don't know if that's strictly true. I know that sounds convenient. Sounds a little body language policey to me. But hey, you're allowed to feel that way by what he puts on the field and you observe. Hendrick, thanks for the super chat. I don't believe they intended not to run the ball. However, it seems Matt LaFleur and 12 lose their discipline quickly when the Packers fall behind. 1,000,000,000% correct. Yes. Same thing happened in the NFC Championship game. And it is kind of indicative of the blowout losses we've been talking about. Once they fall behind by 2 or 3 scores, the running game is no more. Which is absurd, especially in the first half. Or even the start of the third quarter. Brody, thanks for the super chat. Nagler, I've seen you so angry, not even the NFC Championship game. I think you mean never seen you so angry. It seems obvious, right? This whole fucking drama all offseason.
to come together and build this plan that you've apparently worked on for weeks and to throw that out there and to not even show some heart? Sorry, just decided. I guess I got to show the heart because the Packers decided not to. It's like I said on Twitter yesterday. I would have been better off quitting before the game started, like the Packers did. I can abide a lot, man. I can deal with people like getting beat. Aaron Rodgers has talked about this. Physical, you know, mistakes or getting beat at the line of scrimmage or what have you, that's going to happen. Like, I can deal with that. But not showing up, not arriving to the contest, that pisses me off. That makes me getting mad. So, yes, I'm probably a little bit more pissed off than usual. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Every other defense in the league is very fluid in trying new things, challenging offenses, and here we are with all this talent still playing basic. It blows your mind, right? That first completion Jameis Winston had yesterday looked like a 7-on-7 drill. Looked like the most basic zone bullshit you're ever going to see on an NFL football field. Guys all eyes on the quarterback, but they got no idea. No one communicating, passing off the receiver behind them. Just letting them run wide open into a soft part of the zone. Why would you ever go with him? Why travel? Just let him get wide open, take that first completion. Make it nice and easy. Let the quarterback get in a rhythm. That's really awfully decent of you guys. Preseason bullshit. That's what it looked like. No doubt about it. Charlene is here. Charlene's presence is going to calm me down. It was a depressing start to the week, especially watching that at 4 to 7 a.m. on a Monday, but a lot of ball game left. Go Pack, go. Charlene, you are 1,000,000,000% correct, as usual. A lot of ball game left. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough. Oh, I got two more super chats I got to hit. Maria, thank you for the super chat. What is your take on Aaron's post-game presser? Seemed not affected by the game, which could be a good thing, but he surely seemed to brush it off quicker than ever. He did, but I think he knew the tenor of the game. He knows they got their asses kicked. It doesn't help for him to get sullen and upset about it. You know, I think it's a kind of a matter of fact stance from Rodgers, which I get. You know, yep, didn't show up, didn't play well. We sucked. On to the next one. I understand that. You know, I don't need him to get up there and be either upset or sullen or fire and brimstone. That's not who he is. That's never been who he is. I mean, he does the passive aggressive thing, but that's usually after a close loss. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. I'm also sick of the clowns and trolls online saying, oh, Rodgers is playing bad on purpose, so they trade him, or saying that he just doesn't care. Dumb. Oh, that's the dumbest shit ever. You can safely set all those people to ignore. Craig, thank you for the super chat. Apparently, The Last Dance is based on Elaine Baines rather than Michael Jordan. Most uninspiring Packers game of all time. Yes, Matt, no doubt. There was never a point in their 4-12 2005 season that I recall where they looked this piss poor. Yeah, there were a couple times. There were a couple moments in that season. Matt, Mike Sherman's final. But yeah, it's close to the worst they've ever looked. No doubt about it. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Stick around tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Carry the G with AJ Dillon, myself, Corey, panel Cheesehead TV folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be here. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.